Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
In the weather we've been having lately, there is nothing nicer than popping into a pub, and instantly when you walk in, you get greeted by the smell of whatever is cooking that day. But you might not have put much thought into who plans all the things that are being cooked and what thought has to go into bringing up the next season's menu. So I've come here to the Tempest Inn today to find out a bit more about how these menus are planned. And I'm sat here with one of the chefs. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Daniel Kelly. I'm the head chef at the Tempest Arms in Elslack.
Talk to me a little bit then about how you're planning the next season's menus. What thought has to go into this?
Basically, we work very closely with our suppliers, butchers, fruit and veg companies. For example, Class 1, who are here today. They tell us all the sort of products, what are coming in, what are going out. Work very well with them. Got Claire, Joe and Neil always letting us know what's coming on the market, really, what's coming in. So obviously with spring coming in, we're moving into some lighter dishes. Obviously we've got like the Lancashire salads, which will create classics like Nicewares and Greek salads with a bit of a local twist on, so it's more Lancashire, Yorkshire. Also we've got like the spring cabbage and broccoli coming in. We'll put that with sort of the spring lamb, so it's all working together. My friend Toby at the Fountain, who can't be here today, he'll probably be doing exactly the same.
Brilliant. So it's all very seasonal, all very fresh, and you get a lot of that from Class 1.
Oh yeah, we've always had the fresh products. To be honest, they're probably the best fruit and veg supplier in the area, the best one I've ever used anyway.
The snow's not been too much havoc then with getting all of your stuff grown?
Absolutely not. Everything's coming fresh and fine every single day. Even when we closed, we got offered a delivery, so can't ask more than that, can I?
Fantastic. And I'll pop over here.
I'm Chris from the Fountain at Linton.
What's coming up on the Fountain's menu that we can look forward to?
Again, like Danny was saying, sort of spring lambs and just combining all the flavours with fresh fish and the vegetables and meat supplies.
What have Class 1 bought for you this season?
I think it's all about service, really, and that sort of link with the suppliers and communicating every day and telling them what's good and what isn't. And sometimes we'll order stuff and Joe or Ray will ring us and say, like, don't really recommend that, it's not as good, and put an alternative out there. So,
Joe, how do you know what's in season? Is it all sort of in your mind? Are you checking the products yourself?
Exactly. We're speaking to producers on a daily basis to see what they're pulling out of the fields, basically. Currently, we're just moving on to Lancashire salads, like Chris has just said. Before that, we've having to buy from abroad. But now the Lancashire season has started, we're going to be full-on stocking their goods. And it's all about communication. We're talking to these guys constantly. We had problems over the winter months when the ground was frozen that we couldn't pull the leek because of the frozen ground. But now everything's up and going, and we're just buying as local as possible all the time.
Can you taste the difference then between food when it's in season and out of season? What are the key differences? If you buy out of season veg, what are you going to not get that you'll get from in season?
I think we all know what an out of season strawberry tastes like. They look fantastic, but there's just no taste there. I think it would be great to get back to seasons where the English strawberry, when you take one of their an English strawberry, it smells delicious, it looks fantastic and tastes fantastic.
Which is why Individual Inns are so concerned with making sure their stuff is all in season. Brilliant. As I walked in, I was slightly eavesdropping on the conversation on cheeses. Tell me a bit about the cheeses that are coming up, because those sounded phenomenal.
Well, as well as fruit and vegetables, Class 1, we offer dry and dairy and frozen goods. And we try and, again, work with local suppliers. So we were just talking earlier about a local goat's farm, and we buy their cheese from them. They're based in Skipton. We work closely with Wensdale Creamery, and they've just launched a brie style cheese which we're starting to stock. And over in Lancashire, across the border with Sandham's Creamery, and we buy all their Lancashire there.
The Fountain Inn and Class 1 are also working on a bit of a community project at the minute. Who wants to tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, well, I can actually. It's very important to us that we build relationships with our customers. As part of that, we are working closely with the Fountain with a little project that they've been developing over the last few years. I think Chris can tell us a little bit more about the Enterprise Club that they've got going on there.
Mm-hmm. So it's an after-school club with Threshfield School, and we've got about 15 kids that come along to it. And this year we thought it'd be a good idea to work with Class 1, and basically they've set their own fruit and veg company up, so they've designed all the things. They've had Class 1 in, and they've got these big charts with what's in season. Basically the parents order Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The kids put the orders together Thursday, and then the parents come and collect them Friday. And I mean, these kids are 5 to 10 years of age, but they've designed posters, a little web page and stuff, and a brilliant job. But and that's, again, it's working with Class 1 that been able to do that, really. So
that sounds fantastic. So now they'll be armed with this knowledge for the rest of their life about what's in season and when, as well as essential business skills.
Exactly. That's what it's all about, education as well. These kids are learning how to run their own mini business and also learning about fresh products. And we all know how poorly some children can be fed. So it's important that kids themselves know what's good to eat. And that's what we're all here for.
So if we want to know a little bit more about individual inns, I hear that you're the woman in the know.
Hi, my name's Gillian Willman. I'm the business manager for individual inns.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit more about individual inns then. Where can people find them? What are they?
We're six independent, as the name says, we're individual. We have this one here at the Tempest Arms at Elslack, the Fountain at Linton, Grassington, the Wheatley Arms in Ben Ridding and Ilkley, the Spread Eagle at Sawley near Clitheroe, and we've two in the South Lakes, the Mason's Arms at Strawberry Bank, and the Wheat Chief in Brigstier near Kendal.
So people can find an individual inn near them wherever they're spread across, yes, across the Dales.
Yes, definitely. And we offer luxury accommodation here at the Tempest. We have three hot tub bedrooms. All our food is freshly prepared on site. And we sell a selective, excellent wine list and excellent choice of beers.
Oh, so it's a small haven. You can come, relax in a hot tub, eat some great food, drink some great wine and beer. Sounds fantastic. And is there somewhere people can go to find more information?
Yes, if you go to www.individualinns.co.uk for all our offers on throughout the inns.
Fantastic. And Joe, if people want to hear more about Class 1, where can they find you guys?
Class1direct.com, and the telephone number is Skipton 01756 700 244.
Fantastic. Well, everybody, thank you very much for having me. I've had a great time learning more about menus, and hopefully I'll be here to try some of it soon.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.